B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's a sad day, and we continue to talk to people around the great sport of basketball. Our next guest is a titan of the game, and he not only played a huge part in the NBA and that league becoming the dominant force that it is today, but also the sport of basketball when it comes to our country. He was director of USA Basketball. And, of course, he was here for a brief time. Jerry Colangelo joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Anthony. Nice to be with you.
It's my pleasure and my honor to have you on. Jerry, what did Kobe represent to you?
Well, you know, when this thing happened yesterday, obviously, we were all in a state of shock, and we all had our own personal thoughts about memories, stories, etc. And the first thing that came to mind is that, you know, I knew him for 24 of his 41 years, you know, from the time he was a senior in high school. Jeez. And working out for the Phoenix Suns before the draft at a time when we thought we were going to end up with Kobe drafting number 14.
Wow.
And at the last minute, the Lakers traded Lottie Divots to Charlotte and jumped us in the draft, and they took Kobe. But I saw a 17-year-old kid who had great confidence, an athletic, not freak, but an athletic specimen, who really had great confidence in his ability to make the transition right away. And, of course, we followed him. He beat us like a drum, you know, in his early years with the Lakers. And you gained so much respect for Kobe Bryant. And then I'll tell you a couple of stories, Anthony. When a couple of days after he scored 81 points in a game, the Lakers were coming into Phoenix to play my team, the Suns, and we had a meeting set up in my offices, and he came up to the office, and we talked about the possibility of him being able to his desire to play on the Olympic team. And I thought I'd pull his chain a little bit by saying, Kobe, if you play for us, I want you to know that we're going to ask you to be a distributor and not a scorer.
Wow.
And he kind of looked at me. Of course, I was putting him on. And he never smiled. He never cracked a smile, but he said, I'll do whatever you want me to do. I just want to be part of it. Oh. I mean, that said so much to me.
Wow.
And then we went from there. And I will tell you, once we got to training camp in Las Vegas, he was such a leader. He was in the weight room at 5:30, a quarter to six every morning. And the others followed him, LeBron, Carmelo, Wade, Bosh. He led. And then in practice, in the first day of practice, first scrimmage, first loose ball, he goes diving for it, and he set the tone. And I will tell you that without Kobe in 08 in Beijing, we would never have won the gold medal. He was absolutely instrumental in terms of what transpired in that fourth quarter. It was an amazing performance, and I'll always remember our embrace after the game in celebration.
Oh, that's beautiful. It's beautiful, and it shows you his tenacity, his work ethic, his strength.
All of it.
Yeah, his fortitude.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5, The Fanatic.
You know, Jerry, when I was working for the Philadelphia Inquirer years ago, it was 99, and I'm just telling the story, but it was so profound to me because the Lakers had just fired Kurt Rambis after a year, and they just hired Phil Jackson, and Kobe was coming under a lot of criticism at that point in his career. He had broken his hand, and it was early, and he was working his way back, but Kobe and Shaq had already, they kind of started that little feud that they had. And I remember thinking, he's 21 years old, and he's got this enormous pressure that's weighing on him, and he was able to defeat it. Like, he was able to overcome all that noise and all that pressure, and he was able to achieve. I mean, that takes incredible fortitude.
No, absolutely. And that's why, you know, he was such a force, I think, on and off the court. And the fact that he was starting like a second life in the tech business and startup business, yeah, and his goals and objectives were unique. And I think about the family and the girls and him, you know, losing a daughter as well as a father and a husband.
Oh, it's heartbreaking.
So tragic.
Yeah.
At the prime of his life.
Yeah.
Prime of his life.
Yeah. We talk about the basketball piece of it and the person, but he's 41 years old and that little angel, 13. And I keep going back to pictures that, you know, him looking at his daughter with that beautiful, that unconditional love. And it's just heartbreaking to lose that child and to lose the father and for the fact where his wife and his three remaining daughters.
You know, Anthony, I'm also chairman of the Basketball Hall of Fame, and we have a meeting scheduled for Dallas on Wednesday, day after tomorrow. And our committee, the North American Screening Committee, will be going through a list of about 50 candidates. And, of course, Kobe is one of them. And there's been great speculation about the three headliners, Kobe and Garnett and Duncan, making this maybe the greatest class of all time.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be, difficult to go through that process on Wednesday, but we will. And, I'm assuming, like everyone else in the world would assume, is that the three names I mentioned, they have to go through the process because that's how we're set up.
Sure.
We'll submit the names of those who have received the required vote from our committee, and then it goes to the honors committee, and you need 18 out of 24 votes. There's no doubt in my mind that those three individuals are going to be first ballot, inductees. Now, how we deal with the Kobe thing in Springfield in the fall is something we'll have time to plan.
Sure.
And I would say this, enough time will have gone by with all of the sorrow that's present,
mm-hmm,
that we can actually celebrate,
yes,
come fall his great career and a great life.
Yes. Yes, I think you're right. Jerry Colangelo with us. Did you guys had to have, I can only imagine that you guys had a little special bond over his, speaking fluent Italian and, his life in Italy that I'm sure that, well, you guys spoke at length with.
Embarrassingly, he was much better at it than I was. And it's something that I wish I had mastered. Unfortunately, when my grandparents passed early on when I was a young boy, they stopped speaking Italian in the house, and you kind of lose it. You remember bits and pieces, and but Kobe was a well-rounded individual. He was very bright, cerebral is the way I would put it.
Yeah,
and you want to talk about basketball, that speaks for itself. But he was a killer on the floor. I mean, he was so determined and focused. The comments you're hearing and reading from various people in the NBA about his character and his persona speak for themselves. It's just an amazing. McHale said something to me, which was, I think, pretty pointed, and that is he lived 41 years, but he had 41 very full years of life. And people like him pack in 10 times what a normal person would do in the same period of time. He lived a very full life.
Yeah, amen. Amen, Jerry. Yeah, it was amazing, too, the way he played the game. In an era, and again, there's nothing wrong with it, but in an era of a lot of friendship and buddy-buddy going on around the league, when it came to competition, there were no friends. Like, he wasn't looking to make friends. He was looking to win.
He took no prisoners. That's the point. Yeah. No. I know it. We suffered so many times at his hand. It was unbelievable. And it was a great thrill for me to really get involved with him in the Olympics in 08 and 12. So there was a period of time where I felt I really, really got to know him as a person, not only as a player. And I was blessed with that period of time.
That's beautiful. But Jerry, thank you so much for giving some time today and remembering Kobe. I really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day. Take care. Jerry Colangelo on the Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.